Hey, it's Cole. Welcome to this week's episode of the Artrepreneur Podcast, where every week we talk about how you can bring your creative dreams to life. Before we get started, hop on over to Instagram and follow at Artrepreneur Podcast. Every week you'll get some great video content over there about the things that we talk about. It'll keep you inspired and help you apply the things that we talk about on the podcast every week. Today we are talking about creative courage. And it's just this idea that bringing our creative dreams to life is inherently dangerous. And of course, the word dangerous is a little bit relative. When I say dangerous, I mostly mean from an emotional standpoint or a reputation standpoint or a mental standpoint. There are things inside of us in our emotional life and our mental life that feel dangerous about bringing our creative dreams to life. We could potentially feel like we're risking our reputation. We risk some elements of discovering things about ourselves or who we think we are that may or may not be true. We might feel like we're going to let other people down. There are just a lot of things that might end up happening if we actually do the thing that we say that it is we want to do. At the same time, we're saying that we have a passion. We're saying that we have a dream. We're saying that we have a creative desire and drive. And those things are ultimately really, really important for us to live a meaningful life, for us to contribute the things that each of us uniquely have the opportunity to contribute to the world. And so there is a level of importance in developing some creative courage in our lives. And that's what we're going to talk about today. First, one of the things that we need to develop courage around is allowing ourselves to fail privately. Make space in your creative practice for you to fail. I have creative friends who don't make things at times because they think to themselves, and this isn't necessarily true for me, but I there are plenty of things that are true for me that I'm afraid of, but this just isn't one for me. But there are friends that I've had conversations with where they say, if I try to make that thing, if I try to endeavor down this creative road, then I might prove to myself that I'm actually not good at this thing or that I am not who I thought I would be. And let me just say to you, it's okay to not be great at something. In fact, if you're going to be great at something, it probably is because you press through the awkward stages of at first not being great at it. Not being great at something today is not a sign that you will never be great at it. So give yourself opportunity and room to fail in your creative process. And I recognize that none of us want to experience the feelings that are often surrounded by failing, of not accomplishing the thing on time or in the way that we wanted to accomplish it. That's not a great experience, but that's what it means to have courage. Courage is not avoiding the negative experience. Courage is saying, I'm going to try this thing, even though I think there's a possibility that it might have a negative or difficult outcome, or I might encounter things that I don't like along the way. You most likely will never be good at the thing you want to be good at unless you're willing to go through the awkward stage of getting there. And in fact, this is what you'll probably learn along the way, that you might never be as good as you want to be. That's the crazy part about being good at something. If you ever accomplished something, think about it. Like 5 years before you've accomplished that thing, you're thinking to yourself, if only one day I could be at a certain point in doing this, or I could achieve this thing, or I could be known for this activity. And then you get there and you think to yourself, I never expected for me to be this successful at this thing, and here I am. But you know what? There are still so many things that I want to develop, so many skills that I want to develop, so many ways that I want to improve in this area. It's weird, especially not being great at something later in life. When we're growing up as kids, there is an expectation for kids to not be great at stuff. And so we go to practice, whether that's an instrument or painting or a sport, and there is an expectation that we won't be good at the thing, and that over time, we will eventually become all right at the thing or great at the thing. Somehow, that disappears in our adult life. We are expected to be great at all the things that we do. We lose the opportunity to not be great at something and to take our time to develop that skill and become great at it. So I just want to encourage you to embrace that thing from our childhood where we have an expectation for ourselves to not be great at something and to give ourselves time to become good at it. For me, this has like been an awkward stage of my own life in the dating world. I didn't come out until I was later in life. And that meant that a lot of the things that I should have learned as a 16-year-old were not things that I knew how to navigate or do. And so as a result of not really having those significant romantic relationships at the time where most people have them, it actually kept me from kind of stepping out and beginning that process even longer because I was afraid of not being good at being a romantic partner. And so the thing was, like, eventually it just came to the point where I was like, no, you just got to do it and you just got to try. And people may expect you or others may expect you or you might expect yourself to be farther along in this than you actually are. But you're never going to get there unless you start. So you got to start now. You got to start. And I think the same is true with our creative process. We have to exhibit creative courage by just starting. We won't be great at it at first, potentially. And that's what the process is all about, is taking time to become good at something. The next way that we can develop creative courage is allowing ourselves to fail publicly. And this was a hard part of the creative process for me growing up. So I would make something, I would bring that thing to life in kind of the private of my bedroom as I wrote a song or something. But I had a lot of fear around displaying that song to the world, of allowing people to hear it. And I was just afraid of what people would say or what they would think or how they would judge it. That's where, for me, a lot of my insecurity is around in the creative process, is allowing the world to see it and experience it. Because you're putting your stuff out there and there is going to be some sort of response to that. We can't gauge our career on one thing, I think is one of the biggest lessons I've learned in this area. We might say to ourselves, you know what, if I put this out, this is what people might think of it, or this is what it's going to say about me. And in the moment, it does feel like it's everything. But in context and in time, the thing that we're putting out today is just the next thing. It's not the final thing. And it's been really helpful for me to just recognize, you know what, the most important thing for me creatively is to make and release and make and release. And I may not be fully happy with the things that I make and release, but I'm in a process as a creative person. And what I make today is just the next statement in a long arc of things that I'm making and releasing. And then over time, the more I make and the more I release, the things that I'm making are more meaningful. And they're connecting with people more deeply, and they're more authentic to my own individual voice. And all of that is developed in the process of making and releasing. One of the things that I love is that social media is letting, it gives us the opportunity to allow people to see our process. I think there's always kind of just been this idea that I go away, I work in secret, and then one day I drop this thing into the world and people respond to it. And it's like this big ta-da moment. But with the advent of social media and our access to it, it gives us the opportunity to allow people to join us on the journey and build a relationship with us and our work over time. It takes the pressure off of this one final release moment, and it allows us to invite people into the process so that they're just as excited, just as passionate about the work that we're about to release as maybe we are. And so it allows us to develop a relationship with our audience over time, and it kind of takes away this pressure to like release a thing and it be the most profound thing ever. Think of your artistic creative process as a relationship building process with your audience over a long period of time. Our most significant relationships are those that are often the ones that are in our lives over time through the seasons, and we develop those deep relationships over time. The same is true for our audience. The last way that I think that I want to talk about developing creative courage today is allowing ourselves to fail interpersonally. This is also a big one for me. It's just this idea that eventually all of us as artists will end up working with other people. And that too is a process of learning. We have to learn to develop our craft, whether that's music or writing or making stuff, whatever it might be. It takes time to develop that. In the same way, it takes time to develop our relationships and our ability to work well with other people, to understand other people, to understand the best way that we interact with other people. All of that is not stuff that we're great at from the beginning. And I will also say that there's usually an added component of complexity when it comes to working with other creative people. We're people who are highly sensitive, we're people who are in touch with our emotions, and sometimes that can make the collaborative process a little bit more difficult. So give yourself space and time to learn what it means to work well with other people. You'll learn how to interact with people who are buying your art. And in that process, you'll become an educator. You'll learn how to build bridges between where your audience is now and where you want to take them. You'll also learn how to interact with people who are gatekeepers of some sort. So people who own music venues or who book bands or who are gallery owners. And I have had this perception at some points in my life that I'll go to somebody that I need to collaborate with or I want to collaborate with, and I'll pitch the vision, and they'll immediately get it in the same way that I get it. And I just have come to recognize that that's not true. Everybody kind of has a different mindset. Everybody has a different way of approaching things. We even have opportunity to develop how we talk about the things that we do and how we build relationships with those potential collaborators. Give yourself patience and time to do that. And then one of the biggest things that I think is really helpful in this idea of allowing ourselves to have time to build interpersonal relationships is to ask the question, what does this person want and how can I help them get it? I think one of the challenges for me in asking this question is that in my insecurity, I am often so distracted by myself that I forget to think about the other person. And one of the best ways to establish meaningful collaborative relationships is to stop thinking about yourself all the time and to start thinking about what the other people need or want or are looking for in potential partners. And so that's just a great life lesson. That's partnership in creative endeavors. That's partnership in friendship. That's partnership in business. That's partnership in romantic relationships. Start asking, what does this other person want and how can I help them get it? Overall, I think it all takes time to develop creative courage. And we do that by allowing ourselves to fail privately, allowing ourselves to fail publicly, and allowing ourselves to fail interpersonally. And all of it comes down to giving ourselves grace. The moment that we start feeling guilty, the moment we start heaping shame upon ourselves, it compounds the problems that we're experiencing in our process. But when we embrace the spirit of grace to say, listen, I messed up on that thing, and you know what? It's okay. I'm going to learn this lesson, and I'm going to do it differently next time. And to say, you know what? I didn't do that, or I didn't approach that in the way that I wanted to. I'm going to forgive myself. I'm going to ask forgiveness of other people if I've hurt them. And together, we're going to use this as an opportunity to actually go deeper with each other, deeper with ourselves. And in that process, that's how we become not only better artists, but better humans. As always, it's amazing spending time with you. I hope that you have opportunities to develop your creative courage this week. And I will see you again next week. I'd love to connect with you on Instagram at Cole Nesmith, C-O-L-E. N-E-S-M-I-T-H. Let me know what you're working on. See you next week.